age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised his servant, Yemi Adomoju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adomoju for the Word of His Grace.
While you are standing, you know, I'd like us to stand to give honor to the Word of God. I want us to read two passages of scriptures. Thank you, choir. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. Then Psalm 91. And we read from verse 10 to verse 16. In that order. Proverbs. Chapter 9. Verse number 11. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
1, 2, go. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. I'm here to announce to someone this morning that your days shall be multiplied.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
And the years of your life shall be increased. In other words, you won't die younger.
Amen.
You will live longer.
Amen.
Psalm 91, from verse 10 to verse 16. We're going to read together again. 1, 2, go. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on the feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shall show him. God will satisfy you with long life. And he will show you his salvation. Before I ask you to take your seat, I'd like you to walk up to seven people. And then you will say what Proverbs chapter 9 verse 11 says to them. This is how we should say this, do it. You will tell that person, your days shall be multiplied, your years shall increase. Your days shall multiply or be multiplied, your years shall increase. Tell seven people. After you have told seven, then you can sit down. Your days shall be multiplied, your years shall increase. Your days shall be multiplied and your years shall increase. My elder, your days shall be multiplied, your years shall increase. Grandma, your days shall be multiplied, your years shall increase. Oh, ye love, your day shall be multiplied, your years shall increase. Everybody listening to me, your days shall be multiplied and your years shall increase. I'm speaking this morning and we are praying on longevity. Please take your seat. If you have told seven people, your days shall be multiplied and your years shall increase. Longevity. Someone say longevity. I love that scripture. For by me thy days shall be multiplied and thy years shall be increased. Wisdom is the one speaking here. So a major key to longevity is wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom. in the precious name of Jesus. Life, note this, and death is from God. What did I just say? Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39 and 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 6. Life and death, they are from God. Deuteronomy 32, 39. Please pay, be with me. Praise the Lord. The days, that's not my scripture. Alright. Thank you. See now that I am he. And there is no God with me. That's God speaking. I kill. I make alive. I wound. I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse number 6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. I want you to understand that life and death is from God. I want you to have that understanding. You see, what you believe, what you hear is what you believe. What you believe is what you behave. What you behave is what you become. If you keep hearing, lifespan is 47, they die at 50, fear. And Job said, the thing I fear most has come upon me. It may happen to you because that's your fear. But I want you to know that God has said that the number of your days will be multiplied and your years will be increased. So you have long life. It has pleased the Lord to preserve your life and make you to live long. Have that understanding. Life and death comes from God. And no power can take your life without God's approval or permission. My life cannot be taken. Somebody help me say that. Say one more time. Say it the third time. Life and death is from God. You must also understand that God wants you not only to have a full lifespan, but to also have life of abundance. Spiritually, emotionally, materially, and physically. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number 10, part B, part A says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said in part B, but I am come, that you may have life, and have it more abundantly. Someone help me say, abundant life is my portion. God does not only want you to live long, He wants you to live well. He wants you to live long and to live well. If you are blessed of God and you are living the abundant life, you won't want to die. Those who go for the rope are those who have lost hope. Those who commit suicide, they have lost hope. On Moriah Mountain, I was, you know, humorous me after powerful ministration by Pastor Shola. Sense of humor, I was talking to people. I said, the weather is a bit ash and hot. So I said to them, please, and I'm saying to you, stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water. Abi, doctor, I'm also becoming a consultant. Drink plenty of water. And I said, possibly, please reduce your intake of soda. Particularly, you have crossed a certain age. Seated at the Moriah prayer meeting was a 94-year-old man. Baba comes for prayer, Moriah prayers all the time. Baba said, ah, what in the name of Kima? So, 94. So I laugh. Baba, Emamu. Emamu. So after saying that, enjoy yourself. After saying that, Emamu, Baba. Never think Emamu, Emamu. But what am I saying? Baba is 94. Baba does not want to go. He's not going yet. But
Anybody who is frustrated, if he is 50, he will be praying for death. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why it is not only to live long. What is the point of living long and not living well? What is the point of living long and not begging? Begging for alms. You will live well. When I used to follow my father to site, bricklaying site, and I was a labor, he was using me as a labor without pay because of my troublesome, youthful exuberant. So I saw a bricklayer that was working with my father, Baba Aris, elderly man. Years after, I was driving through roundabout. I saw Baba Aris on crutches, begging for harm. My heart broke. I packed my car. I came back to look at it, to see him. And Baba Arisi, so he looked at me, he was surprised. And he was almost prostrating to Elisa. Baba Arisi, a mini. Omo Baba Duloju. Baba Duloju, contract of Teba, she said. Abonure. Is this Olu? My name is Olu Yemi. Mule Mini. He started crying. Kilo Sheyi. Long story short, I had to look for money. I gave him money. Bebo, phone number. Me, ni phone. My heart began to bleed. And I am praying for everyone here. The holy hours of your year shall be sweet. The afternoon of your life shall be glorious. The evening of your life shall be with greater glory. You will not spend your days in sickness. You will not end your life in tears. Who am I praying for? You will not end your destiny in sorrow. You will not borrow to live. You will not beg to eat. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, shout your amen 3 times.
Igba wura lawa baba jeka lesson. Jeka lesson wa o baba jeka.
Eh mo. E ba nko le kan si.
Igba wura lawa baba jeka lesson. Jeka lesson wa o. Baba jeka yeye wa.
Ta lo ba mi ko ri yen. Se wo lo ba mi ko yen. Ta lo ko? Iwo ni wa ri mi leyin isin. Oni epo kan lowo mi. Your evening, your afternoon will be better than your morning. Your evening will be glorious, more glorious than. That's the counsel of God. But there are principles. There are principles. God's provisions are not just there. There are principles we must follow. And they are very basic. And those are the things, some of the things that Dr. Olaguju and other doctors and members of the medical team have been telling us every third Sunday of the month. So we will understand. This is how to live well, to live long. And of course, you know what to do to live well. That will be a discussion and another. But what are the principles? Number one, fear God and keep his commands. Very simple principles to live long, for longevity. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Fear God, my son, forget not my law. But let thine heart keep my command. Keep my commandment. Verse 2, very quickly. For what? Say louder. Say one more time. Look at the additions. When you fear God and keep his commandment, he has one length of days. A long life. I mean, are they different? The good life. And peace shall they add. Please let us fear God. Let us keep his commandments. Fear God, keep his commands. The way we live our lives today, it shows that we don't fear God. The way we run our lives, the way we run our businesses, the way we run our destinies, show we don't fear God. We fear no man, we fear no God. We are the God, the Lord and Master of our lives and of our destinies. Nobody can talk to you. We don't fear God, particularly, well, in Africa, and particularly in Nigeria. Our political leaders don't fear God. If there is the fear of God, this nation will be one of the glorious, most glorious nations of the world. With the abundant resources that God has blessed this nation with. But where the fear of God is lacking, anything goes. And people can steal. And if you fear God, you won't be stealing. You won't steal and be stealing and be stealing. If you fear God, if you fear God, you won't kill somebody else. You won't stab somebody. If you fear God, you won't collect some money from somebody and not do business. If you fear God, you will not steal. Somebody does not fear God. Where is Sister Grace? Sister Grace, where are you? She has not come. Sister Grace is that sister on crutches. You know her? You know? I think from polio when she was a baby or something. So, crutches. And this sister comes to church every day, every time, all of the time. She will stay in church. She will sit in church. And I was looking at her. What can we do? And I realized she's gone to UI. She finished had a master's. She has a master's degree. But no job. Who wants to employ her? So, and like that, I decided, what can we do that she comes to church regularly? Many times some pastors, some people will drop her. Sometimes she will fly bike. She still flies bike now. So, I made up my mind to buy her a keke napep. We bought keke napep for her, gave it to her, and everybody clapped. We all clapped. So, she decided, okay, just use it to do business and make money. Give me money. So, when it's time for church, you can bring me to church. Fantastic. And the person who took it to ride took keke and ran away with keke. Ben, daddy. Wona kiatoso. If and he saw her, then told Nini. No fear of God. Somebody you should help. That's what happened when people we announce on radio. They go to radio. This estate is lighthouse estate. I'm just saying that I will not mention any name. There is estate. In fact, you know one bear. Only one bear. Come and buy your own. You see and buy. You see and pay. And they will collect money from hundreds of thousands of people and disappear. It's no fear of God. That person, some people cannot live long. They can't live long. They just died, boom. And everybody will be wondering why. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. So if you are looking for what to prolong your days, fear God. Add the fear of God to your life. To all that you do. In relating with your fellow humans, fear of God. In relating with people, the fear of God. Fear God. Let the fear of God be added to your life in all that you do. In your business, the fear of God. In buying and selling, the fear of God. You are a lecturer, fear God. Don't make an ungodly demand on your students. You fear God. Fear God. Fear God. Don't take bribes to, you know, you don't fear God. and you are the one to supervise a project, and someone is using a compromised, or they're using compromised materials. Instead of using one bag of cement to 10 head pans of sand, and is it 5 head pans of sand and 10 head pans of gravel or granite? Shemuba, 5 to 10. Engineer Shemuba, 1 to 4. One bag, 4 sand, half bag, 2 sand, 4 granite. Half bag. So that is the way they said you should do it. Oh. But to cut corner, you now use half bag. Instead of 2 pans, you use 4. Instead of 4 pans, you use 8. The building is now weak. Iliawa wo. And people will now die. They will now say it's Satan. Fear God. You don't fear God? I had no trouser. I wore shorts. The one I used in secondary school. Thank God for Uncle Bola who gave us shorts. I left secondary school. It was the shot I had. So eventually I was able to get some money. 5 naira was a lot of money. Oh God, Nigeria. And with my 5 naira in my hand, I ran to Dugbe to buy trouser for myself for the first time. And my inner brother, who sold trouser for me, my waist was size 30 then. And he measured it. Can you see? It's 30. And the 30 I saw on the table. And I took trouser home. I wore it on Sunday morning. I got it up. He did. Sunday morning, I put my leg in it. He couldn't enter. I started crying. Before I could get that 5 naira, fear God. The little things of life, fear God. It's a way to live long. It's a way to do what? To live long. Fear God. Number 2. Positive and holy use of your tongue. Positive and holy use of your tongue. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, life or the death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse number 10. You have to be very fast, familiar person. For he that will love life and see good days. Somebody say, I will see good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil. And his lips from speaking guile. Let his lips speak no guile. Refrain your tongue from evil. Don't use your tongue to destroy another person. To lie. If you will see good days. Don't destroy people with your tongue. Don't lie against people with your tongue. Doeg the Edomite lied. And he told King Saul, he said something that could get King Saul angry. He said, I saw him with the priest at Nob. And the priest gave him sword, gave him bread, gave him everything. And King Saul said, okay, for that reason they killed 83 priests. Where to kill them? Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth. When David was running away from the insurrection of his son, Ziba followed. And David said, where is your master, Mephibosheth, the one I have shown honor to, the one I have shown grace and mercy? And Ziba opened his mouth and he lied. He said, long live king. Mephibosheth said, thank God that today the kingdom and the throne of my father Saul will be restored to me. He lied. If you will see long day, good days, and you want to see good days, refrain your tongue. Don't say what you will later regret. Don't destroy people with your tongue. Some white racists lied against a teenager. A small boy, some years back, that he killed a white girl. The little boy did not kill nobody, but they accused him of killing deliberately. And the boy was taken to court, and the boy was sentenced to death. And the boy cuddled his Bible. When they were going to kill him, the boy was crying, "I didn't kill nobody, small boy." And they put him to the machine and then electrocuted this boy. They killed him because some people lied against him. Years later, they were hunted. And one by one, they began to confess. Of course, because he could, if I were God. What you all know about you? Don't you use your tongue, your mouth to destroy people, to blackmail people, to lie against people? Why would you lie? Why would you lie? If you want to walk out of a door, why don't you just walk out? Why would you begin to blackmail and destroy and speak against people? And you want to see good days? Refrain your tongue from speaking evil. And your lips, that there be no guile. Let there be no guile. Positive and only use of your tongue. And don't use your tongue to kill yourself. Don't kill yourself with your tongue. You know, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, God was speaking. He spoke to Moses. He said, "As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as these people have spoken in my ears, so will I do." If you want to kill yourself, just be opening your mouth to say, "Nde kini kolu ma pa mi ba." Nde a isen kolu ma pa. He said, "Kini ori oni for mi pa ba." O ma fu e pa. You use your mouth. You don't speak as you see. Don't speak based on your circumstances. Say what you want to see. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm whole in Jesus' name. I'm delivered in Jesus' name. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Se be je se nu poverty call him am akusi bai. Mo ti si eni. In poverty, abject one. I didn't see poverty. I didn't see it. And I never would say it. Never confess anything negative about yourself or about your children. You are killing your children with your mouth. Number 3. Wise and disciplined lifestyle. I will leave this wise wisdom and we come to it. But let's note 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 14 and 15, and then verse 30. Let's look. Thank you. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Please behave wisely. If you lack wisdom, ask. Ask. Look at verse 15. Verse 15. David behaved himself wisely. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Wisdom, your wise behavior will put your enemies in fear. But two, bad man, your enemy is saying one, you are saying two. But you just decided to be wise, or you decide to be wise and not say anything. Your enemy is afraid. Kilonru. What is he thinking? Because silence is powerful. Silence. One way to show yourself wise is to keep short. One way to show yourself what? Wise. I have told you the story of a woman who was always going to the doctor because her husband was always beating her. So the doctor said, "With bruises all over her body. Enwawu, ojuawu, bruises." And doctor said, "Madam, what is it?" He said, "My husband is a very terrible alcoholic. He comes back home drunk every day and he starts beating me blue and black." And the doctor said, "Oh, I have a therapy for that." Doctor, please prescribe. The doctor said, "Prepare chamomile tea. Don't drink it. Prepare it. If your husband is going to come back home at 6 o'clock, prepare it at 5:30. Don't drink it. When your husband comes in, take the chamomile tea, put it in your mouth and begin to gargle. Gargle for 5 minutes. Just greet him, you are welcome," and begin to gargle. And then this woman did it for 2 weeks.
And the husband didn't beat her. And she looked very fresh and excited. So excitedly, she went to the doctor. And she was looking very beautiful. And doctor, and woman said, "Doctor, your prescription worked. My husband stopped beating me." Doctor said, "How did he?" He said, "Tell me, you can't ask. I just put the chamomile tea and I gargle for 5 minutes. I just greet him and I gargle." And doctor said, "Now you know the wisdom in keeping your mouth shut. Wisdom of keeping your mouth shut. Your man will come home drunk. You will not say, 'Ori olu grow to slow motita. Oju e ala. Akoko neta.' He will beat you. Hey, keep quiet. Are you following me? Is it everything you see that you say? Is it everything you say? Hey, keep quiet. You talk too much. Wise behavior. Behave wisely. And that we have praise. Proverbs 22, verse 3. The prudent man foreseeth evil, and he hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You will not be punished. Number 4, principle fasting. Note that in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 5 to 8, fasting is very powerful. The medical people will tell us intermittent fasting is good. Fasting boosts health. It cleanses and eliminates harmful toxins in the body. So, don't wait till the church declares fasting. Just fast. Fast. And you see some nonsense come out, get out of your system. If you are feeling uncomfortable with your weight or your size, still be fasting. Fast. Intermittently fast. You have high blood pressure, do some fasting. Reduce your weight. Reduce your weight. Fast. It's very important. My wife just suddenly decided to just trim down. And I said, hey, when I don't like this. This is getting too much. He said, "Well, I am not going to go down." I said, "Okay, add small flesh, small." You know, that's my friend. But the doctor said to her that, "Please don't let your weight increase more than this because of your blood pressure. Your pressure is okay, but don't, if your weight increases, you may have issues with your blood pressure. So reduce it." We come back to that if we have time. Number 5. Honoring your parents. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Proverbs 4, 10. "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." May the years of your life be many. Let's look at it in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." What we now have of verse 3. "That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long." That was why I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, that even if your parents offended you, forgive them for your own sake. What did I say? So, say it. What did I say? Even if your parents offended you, forgive them for your own sake. Now, that's the commandment. One commandment with a promise. That if you honor your father and your mother, your days will be long. It is a spiritual principle. Principle of longevity. Mama, yeah, loju. Respect, honor your parents. Honor them. How do you honor them? By showing them, of course, honor and respect. By giving to your parents. Don't let any month pass without you giving something to your parents. Their prayer for you is very important, no matter how small. I was giving my mother 500 naira. Giving her 1,000 naira, 2,000 naira. That was all I could afford. And she will collect it and pray for me. My father will collect and pray for me. And then when I could give them 5,000, I was giving. When I could give 10, 20. When I could give 30, I was giving. When I could give 50, I was giving. I started giving. And each time I give my mother money,
My mother, my father, we start it here. My dad, I want to share my story. My mother will start praying up. You know, my story is my mother will not ask you for money. She's the one we all want. Wish she should be asking. So since we know she will not ask, maybe my baby one, mommy, because all know I let off me your teeth and go to because she won't ask. And that's what she keeps saying. Honor your parents. Entertainment. But you come primary school, I'm a job. Oh, you primary school, you I'm on top, my yarn. Just your neighbor, I'm a call. Honor your parents. Honor your parents. Some of us, we have parents in the village who are living in hunger. And then we find it easy and convenient to enjoy lives, our life with friends, at clubs and joints and where have you, what have you, all of the time. You are not honoring your parents. Number six, maintaining a joyful heart and spirit. You want to live long? A joyful heart and spirit is a must. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, verse 8, chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. It's a fool that is wise in his own eyes. Fear the Lord, that is, depart from evil. Verse number 8 now says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Look at chapter 17, verse 22 of Proverbs. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bone. Merry heart does good like medicine. A merry heart. Your heart must be merry. Most of the problem sicknesses we have today, they are psychosomatic. Sicknesses of the mind, sir. A sicknesses of the mind. You are not sick. They will check you. They say nothing is wrong, but you are sick. And they say your blood is okay. You have to check your yeah. But you are sick. You are gamma, you are sick. All the symptoms of shows you are sick. It's psychosomatic. Illness of the mind. You are not joyful. You are always frowning. You are always sad. You are not sad man. Sad man Hussein. Sad man, whatever is your name. You are always, because of your problem. What problem? What problem do you have that we have not seen before? What problem do you have that you are the only one who has it? I am not married. And so what? Are you the only one? I don't have babies. And so what? Are you the only one? That you are now sad. Joyful. Merry heart. Let them be abusing you. Pekilo Ndunwe. Why is he happy? Yes, it's between you and your God. You are not carrying your situation on your head. God is the one who does things, makes things happen for people. My life is in his hands. Your life is in his hands. And he cannot mismanage my life. So let him do whatever he pleases with me. If he likes, he gives me a husband. He gives me a wife. If he likes, he does not give me a child. That does not make him more God. So I've got to make myself happy and be joyful in God. I want to live long. You frown your face because you are not married. And if you are frowning, if God now speaks to me, I hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. And he says, Yemi, Chinwe is your wife. Go to her. And Chinwe is frowning her face. I will say, Holy Spirit, speak again. I create an atmosphere of humor in my house. You must laugh. We play. I am a very playful person. I'm only trying on the pulpit to be, you know. Outside of this pulpit, I am just playing in my office. You are coming for cancel the money, Mifeshere. You are cancel Mifeshere. I want to play. You want cancel me. I want to play. I want to play with people. I want to play. So I've preached now. Didn't you hear a message? Okay, if you still want to hear more, just let me play first. Then we can. If you have enough time, I have to play. Okay. So Kilo, what are you? Humor, smile, laugh, be happy, make yourself happy. Say, what's wrong with you? I'm just happy. I'm just happy. Maintain a joyful heart. Joyful heart. Now remember, there was a time my mother was sick. Sickness. She was sick. She was staying with my sister, the prophetess. She was in her house then. But she was really, really sick. I have never seen my mother sick like that. That time we were planning, I was planning, preparing to build a house for her. I have done the design. So I told my wife, help me do the 3D of this. You know, the 3D will give you the picture of the house. That's going to, the way it's going to look. So I went to my sister's house to see my mother. Mami kilo shenye didi. So maybe she was sick, I wouldn't know. So I just brought out the 3D. I gave to her. So she just killed it. She just sat up. Hey! And she began to pray. She began to pray. Ara yabaya. Good news. Good news. That is my house. That is, I said, this is your house, where did you? And she got up. And so everything, since I had shown her the picture, everything that came to me, it was the house, 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 house. And she moved into that house with my father in 2010. You can come on, this is 20, 14 years ago. Arayaya. Maintain a joyful heart. Alright, number 7. Balanced lifestyle. Balanced. Somebody say balanced lifestyle. Your life must be balanced. The way you are living your life, you are not balanced. Your life must be balanced. Let me tell your neighbor, your life must be balanced. Yo. Balance your life. Don't be spiritually, be too spiritual to be actually useful. Don't be too Christian to laugh. Did you hear that? Some people that are too Christian, they are too born again to laugh. When you laugh, you appear unserious. They are too born again, they are too Christian to laugh. Create an atmosphere. Laughter is good. He does it wonderfully, like medicine. If you don't laugh, you don't smile, I am now telling you or showing you the reason why you don't have friends. Because you are repelling people. Laughter attracts. Smile attracts. Smile draw people. I have told you, just be balanced in your life. Be hard humor. Be play. We were coming from a tour, myself and some senior ministers, elderly people, and then we saw where they were selling fruits. And banana, you know, were coming from somewhere, you know, or area. And then this man parked. And then two women, one woman here, another woman here. This woman with her daughter. This woman with her daughter. They were selling things, selling the same thing. So we stopped here to branch and then to buy. And the elderly man priced. Emi Oki priced. Imati Woju, like, well, this woman looks elderly. Because my mind will go to my mother. The way she will be sitting up every day, you know, that I'll be thinking this man wants to fend for those children who are standing by the express. I'll just give them out. But now, elderly man, the woman just said, Chenike Egbe. Mama, announce Mama, Chenike Egbe, Benike Egbe. Or Mona, Ekwe, Kilo leto yi, and you are frowning. So we just walked away, and then we moved to this side, smiling. Okomi, ewara. So the Baba prized against. I kept quiet. So he said, "Kogba, ha, to bag bang bata fun yin kogba ba mi ra ni ye bayi." Ah no. So the now man now said the whole price. Baba now said, "Ah." The lady, the daughter now mentioned the price. Well, that be a bata mata ni esa. Ah, the man own man now said, "She pelu wona." She mo ma ra wona ma. Ah, and again I said, "Daddy, mo kuku le ma tele yin lo ti eja." So she vo mama mi na ma tele yin no ka ku e ko ba ma meji. My mother will follow, so we're the two of my mother said, "Benny, maybe, oh yeah, take a cuckoo care, look at my tele, you can't want to." They were just joking, we were just playing. We bought what we didn't need, we gave them money they didn't ask for. Laugh, be friendly. You are too defensive, too adversatorial. You see everybody as an adversary. Means okay, advertise you. Adversary, adversorial. Laughter is not carnal. Oh, yeah, laugh. Don't live an isolated life. Living a balanced life. You want to live long? Don't live an isolated life. Isolation will lead you to desolation. Desolation will lead you to ultimate destruction. Have good social relationships. Have good social relationships. It's quite unfortunate here we don't have, you know, why? Okay, those of us, we have asked our mothers to come to us. Why? Why they say, "You brought them, put them in a good atmosphere." But mama says she wants to go back to the village. She wants to go back. Why? Because of the association, the fellowship, the people around that surround her. My sister took, her last one took my mother to Abuja for 1 year. So, Pastor Martins, when my mother came back, after 1 year, my Pastor Martins asked my mother, "Mammy, but you go alone, my father love you." Me alone. They just once and go to what they just they only me in their house until they come back in the evening. They don't like that. That will be very early to. Social relationship. Some of you don't have friends. You don't have family. In church, you have been in church now, you don't have friends. As soon as they say, "The grace of our Lord," boom, you are gone. No friend. Nobody, you don't talk to anybody, you don't play with anybody. And church is life. It's life, it's a family, it is life. Here is if you blend to as a family, people will rise up. Some of us will complain, "I'm sick, they didn't come to visit me." Who will come? Who do you know? Who knows you? But why will some people be sick and people are trooping there? People, because they are friendly. They are friendly. They have social interactions, even in the church. They are friends. They have people that surround them. So if someone does not know, another person will know. And the person will know, will tell the person who does not know that this person is here. And we all go. Social relationships. Number 8, eat right. Eating right. Eat right. Kill and so. On that one. Meal, supper, rice. Eat right. Eat means. Oh. I did not show you the slide. Sir, I didn't say it right, so eat right. I want vegetable here. Wari tiera, waro wola tiera. You have to you have to eat right. Eat right with your rice. You see, an elderly, sometime ago I said, I spoke about Mama Duarte, a member of the Board of Trustees of Lighthouse. I said Mama was 87, right? I made a mistake. March 31 is Mama's birthday. She will be 90. March 31. Mama was the first person that taught me and my wife to eat our rice with okra. They slice okra. The first time I ate it in the house. My pastor, are you eating? Yes, mommy, I am eating. Okra. One style is a landlani. Be vegetable. Be about to kono do zori unje. Okra, no, that gets. Maybe I will ask the nutritionist to come and tell you the importance of eating. Eat right. Nisuru. Whatever you can afford. Are you listening to me? Whatever you can afford, buy. Use your small resources to buy what you can afford and eat. You are just saving money. Saving is good to save. Oh. I'm not saying don't save. But please eat. Let me tell the neighbor, please eat. Let me know. The money. You know, I say, pastor said we should eat. You now go to suya spot. We buy suya. Oh, the rowo suya. Oh, the rowo rice. Eat right. Whatever right means, just eat right. You want to live long? You will live long. Eat right. Number. Time with it, Lord. Proper exercise and recreation. Shere. Recreate. Exercise. Most of us, we lead too sedentary a lifestyle. You move from your car to your office, to your shop, to your workshop, you know. And then you don't walk. We're told to take at least 10,000 steps in a day. Walk. Listen to me. Do you know that we start aging from the leg? We start aging from the leg. When old age starts catching up with people, from the leg, and you can't walk very well. And that's why you must get used to walking now. Be walking. Walk out. I moved to Bodija, where I live now, 2004, when I moved there. Not where I live now, that same neighborhood. And each time I go out, I walk out like maybe 3-4 days in a week. Sometimes I stop. Like I've stopped now because of this dust. I don't want to go and be inhaling dust into my nostrils. I stopped during fasting. You know, Niagbara, fast, Otuman, Sari, Mani, Kiri, Ginekon. One time I walked out, there was this man. Consistently, I met him every day. And for 20 years, this man, consistently, I stopped walking out. So one day again, after walking out, I saw this man. I ran to him. Now, the man, when I first saw him, he was always jogging like this. Elderly man, walking out, sweating. After a while, he was walking like this. He was very close to 80. So, I went to him. Daddy, how long have you been doing this? He said, when he told me the years that he's been doing that, I said, oh my God. And he said, I'm not about to give up. I said, I'm thinking of retiring from. He said, no, I'm not thinking of giving up. I said, you're a very strong encouragement to me. That because I don't work out. He said, yes, I've not. I see you. And I never greeted him until that day. So I see you, but yeah, I don't see you. I said, sometimes I was there to defend. We're working. And sometimes, you know, when I'm fasting, he said, okay, are you a pastor? I said, yes. Oh, what? I said, Pastor Lighthouse is about that. Will you come there, sir? He said, I'm a Muslim, but I will come one day. You know? Walk. Walk it up and recreate. Amen. There must be something you do that causes you to get recreation.
There must be something. After a day like this, Sundays, usually I will now retire and watch football or play football on game, PlayStation. I play football, but I haven't done that in a long time. What again I do to recreate, and it's even good for your health, to swim. Just that my coach has refused to take me for swimming since December, since I went to the UK and came back. I've been begging my coach, is he now listening to me, to let us resume? Is he not hearing me? Coach. My swimming coach, somebody's distracting him. He's not listening. He didn't even hear what I'm saying. I've been begging my coach. I will repeat it. I've been begging my coach that we should resume swimming. My coach, he has no time for me. He's always traveling everywhere. Is it good? Or wrong? Proper exercise and recreation. Observe the law of the Sabbath. Observe the law. My time is up, and I know, and I'm deliberately ignoring it. Enemies of longevity, let me just mention. Number one, anxiety, stress, and worries. Anxiety. Embrace anxiety. Embrace stress. And worry. Worry a lot. If you want to quickly die, just begin to worry. Be anxious. Ignore Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Ignore it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7 says, the Ephesians, Philippians, okay? Not this one. Philippians chapter 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Don't keep yourself with anxiety. Fear cannot solve any problem. Anxiety cannot resolve any issue. Worries cannot solve anything. Worry is like a barber's chair. It gives you something to do. It doesn't take you anywhere. Don't worry. Hakuna matata. Another enemy of longevity is carelessness. Some people can be careless. Carelessness. If the enemy wants to attack, he will use something. Don't be careless. How can you put boiling ring in water in a plastic with the lotion? Or you put boiling ring in a plastic on a carpet that has underlay, and you went to watch football. You are watching Chelsea and Man City. Go now. You are careless. You have a car, you don't check the oil, you don't check the water, you don't check anything in your car. You say, can't start here. You are going. A mechanic changed tires for someone and didn't put the nuts very well. Was traveling on express and tires came out. No check. If you like, abuse me. I go down in my house. After going to bed, I will tell everybody, put off the generator. We put off our generator at 11 p.m. And sometimes I will use my phone to call the person who put off the generator. Now that my megal is not around, I'll call 11 p.m. After that, you know what? I will come downstairs again to check the doors. Did they lock it? I'm the CSO of my house. Kia, do you know why? When I was living in Akobo some years ago, the gate was not locked. They were saying, "Shebi, it is 8. Armed robbers entered my house. 2003. So from that time, bang bang, I will check. I'm going out. There's nobody in the house. I release the dogs.
Check everywhere. And go. Cross fence. Carelessness. Recklessness is another one. Recklessness. Somebody just got a car. A BMW. A Mercedes Benz. The speedometer reads 220. And the guy took it to Lagos Ibadan Express. Now that Lagos Ibadan Express road is fantastic. Let me see how it will feel if this thing gets to 200. Collector, see? Recklessness. Look at this. And many of us are reckless, like this man. You are driving and testing. Let me tell you one that I saw. Okada man. He wasn't for, he was testing on Okada. I put my hand on the arm. Do you want to die? Recklessness. And you too, you test while driving. You make phone calls while driving. Don't be reckless, oh. Accident. It's another thing the enemy uses. You won't be a victim. Satanic attack is the last one. Satanic attack. The enemy is real. The attacks of the enemy is real. It is real. I had to minister to someone. We're here on Moriah. And we were told, and then I canceled with a relation of his that died. Summary, satanic attack. God wants you to live long, but the enemy wants you to die young. Christ Jesus holds the keys of hell and death. On Jesu, loni kokoro iku ati sauku. Death, the keys of hell and of death. The key is in his hand. So if he does not open it, you are not dying. And so he shut the door for his own. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 is the one that has a key. For his own, he won't open it. So what should I do? Let me be his own. He will ensure that that door is shut. The door of death. He won't put it for his own. For those who belong to him. He won't let them die until their time has arrived. Until they have finished. That is Jesus. And that is the person that I met. That changed my life. Many years ago I met him. And a reckless life going somewhere to perish. Going somewhere to be destroyed. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was enjoying life with people around me, with big brothers around. I thought I was enjoying life. We were enjoying life, chancing people, stealing in the name of chancing, robbing in the name of chancing. We were enjoying life. We thought we were enjoying life. Until they started killing those in that group one by one. Arm robbery. Boom. They are dead. They've caught smoking in their hand. And why was I not caught? Why would my younger brother be where they were smoking in their hand and he would just say, I'm going. And as soon as he leaves, police will come and arrest those who are smoking. He would leave the place. Don't ask me which of my younger brothers. Praise the Lord. They don't know my younger brother here. So, praise the Lord. He would leave the place, and as soon as he leaves, he's still there. Police will come and arrest everybody. He's always God. You have escaped because Jesus, he knows that a day like this will come, and that you will hear his word. And you will come to him so that you can live long, Neil. So that the enemy will not kill you. Did I tell you? A madman that we grew up together who recognized me. recognized one of us, Brother Jide. The madman saw Jide. So Brother Jide was not trying to block the madman from seeing the billboard, signboard of the church, so that he will not come. Because if the madman knew that, Olure, that he will come and be troubling, asking for, he was mad. But you see, madmen, they have their lucid intervals. So in his lucid interval, this madman saw my brother Jide and said, have you heard that so-and-so is dead? Have you heard that so-and-so is dead? Have you heard that so-and-so is still in prison? Oh, Jeka wa omo dupe mi. Madman! Christ Jesus was introduced to him, but he refused. He's mad. I'd like you to bow down your head. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Listen. Longevity is your heritage. Well, you have to come to Christ. You have to accept Him as Lord and Savior. Maybe you are here this morning. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you want to become His own. You want to be born again. You want your name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. Pastor, pray, hear me, pray with me. I want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. If that is your decision, lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to pray with you. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand very quickly. You don't have to be shy. You don't have to be ashamed. It is a destiny issue. This is issue between you and your God. It is the issue of your life and of your destiny, not of anybody. Stand to your feet, everybody. I want you to pray two short prayers. Satanic arrangement to terminate my life, or satanic arrangement of premature death for me or any member of my family, be cancelled today by the blood of Jesus. Say it with me. Satanic arrangement of premature death for me or any member of my family, be cancelled today by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying. Satanic arrangement for premature death, untimely death for me or any member of my family, be cancelled today by the blood of Jesus. Esi balamete keroso velabarose ketelemede wuluta makatiala yalaba egarose fe belemete lo preni gralesi pralesu sabre lebesu sabre lambregelebesu. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. This second prayer, I want you to pray declarative prayers. I will live long, I will live well. I will enjoy life in abundance. I will enjoy the blessings of God. I will enjoy my portion in the land of the living. Go ahead and begin to declare, make it a declaration. I will live long, I will live well. I will enjoy life in abundance. I will enjoy the blessings of the Almighty. My life will not be cut short. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will live well. I will live well. I will live long. Longevity is my portion. Accident will not take my life. Satanic attack will not claim my destiny. I will not be reckless. I will not be careless. No anxiety, no worries, no stress for me. Ela sata, I will observe the law of the Sabbath. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.